بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we were talking about the difference between investment and charity and trying to understand the concept of charity in Islam, the concept of sadaqah in Islam. And I mentioned to you the issue of the return that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. Now, a smart business person is one who invests in the place that gives them the maximum ROI, maximum return on investment. Therefore, for the one who has iman, when he or she is presented with a choice of investing in a place which not only promises a minimum ROI of 1,000%, 10 times, and more, and that return is guaranteed by the one who controls everything, as is promised in a place where you can't take your worldly wealth in any other way than this, the choice is a no-brainer. So you got three issues here. Number one, the return. Number two, who guarantees it? And number three, that it goes with us when we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In business, to evaluate ROI, we use two parameters: percentage of return and risk factor. So we have two options. We have high risk, high return, and low risk, low return investments. And that is why government bonds, real estate, and gold are chosen many times over investments in startups and futures, because the returns are guaranteed, though they are lower. Using the same standards, how about a high return and no risk? I'm not talking about high return and low risk. I'm saying high return and no risk option. In this world, it doesn't exist. There's no such thing as no risk. It doesn't exist in the world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about return on investment, ROI, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ أَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيَّةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am, whoever comes with a good deed will be rewarded 10 times, tenfold, right? Not 10%, not 100%, 10 times. 1,000%. But whoever comes with a bad deed will be punished for only one, and none will be wronged. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You bring good, Allah gives you 10 times. But He does not apply the same principle for evil. He doesn't give you 10 times the punishment. He says, no, for evil, 1:1. So the idea being to even avoid that one. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after saying this 1,000%, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those who spend in His path, and He promised, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَعِّفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah said the example of those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah is like that of a grain that sprouts into 7 years, each bearing 100 grains, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward even more to whoever He wills, for Allah is all bountiful, all knowing. Now imagine, we are talking about 1:10. Here Allah is saying 1:700, and then Allah doesn't stop with that. Allah said, Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase over that as He wishes for whoever He wills. Now, how much? In keeping with His majesty and grace. There is no how much to that. In keeping with His majesty and grace. We have the hadith of the man who made this dua, and he said, Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. He said, oh my Rabb, all praise and glory and majesty and shukr is for You. Laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik. In keeping and equal to the glory and majesty of Your countenance, wa azim sultanik, and in keeping with the glory and majesty of Your creation. Now the malaika writing down the deeds of people and writing down the rewards corresponding to those deeds, they got flummoxed. They were foxed. They didn't know what to say and they didn't know what to do because they had never heard these words before. So they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what the man was going to say even before he said it, and he knows what he said when he said it. So they go and say, "Ya Rab, your slave praised you today in a way that we have never heard before, so what reward shall we write?" And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "What does he say?" Now when Allah says, "What did he say?" it's not because he didn't know. As I mentioned to you, Allah knows already. But this is so that Allah is establishing witnesses in favor of his slave. So Allah says, "What did he say?" They said, "Ya Rab, he said, Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yambaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. Oh my Rab, all praise and glory and majesty and thanks be to you in keeping with the glory and majesty of your countenance and in keeping with the glory and majesty of your kingdom." He says, "What reward shall we write?" So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "You write his words the way he said them." You write down what he said. You say, write his words the way he said them, and I will reward him in keeping with the glory of my majesty, glory and majesty of my countenance, and in keeping with the magnificence of my kingdom. Now imagine, this is the reward, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards. Yudha'ifu liman yasha. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this for us. Now, add to that the fact that whatever we earn and accumulate in this life will remain here. Nobody takes it with him. No matter who we are and what we earn, it remains here when we die. But we will account for it when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are no exceptions to this rule. This is the rule that applies to every single creature who is born, every human, every jinn who is born. All their deeds, all their accumulation, whatever they accumulated will remain here, but the way they accumulated, their actions will go with them. But what we send ahead, and what we send ahead will be preserved for us, and will multiply, and we will get it in its enhanced state when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we all must. So with respect to charity, with respect to investment with Allah, with respect to what deeds we do, good deeds, these go ahead and will be preserved for us and will multiply, and we will get them in that enhanced state when we meet Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ma indakum yanfadu wa ma inda Allahi baq. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ." See the beauty, see the glory, see the magnificence, see the generosity of our Rabb Jalla Jalalu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever you have will end. Whatever you have will perish. Whatever you have cannot last. Whatever you have will end, but whatever is with Allah is everlasting. And we will certainly reward the steadfast according to the best of their deeds. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pick that one deed which he caused you and me to do, which he was pleased with, and he will reward us for all our deeds in keeping with the reward for that accepted deed. Now what more can you even ask? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Allah said, establish the salah and pay zakat. Whatever good you send forth for yourselves, you will certainly find its reward with Allah. Surely Allah is all-seeing of what you do. Allah sees what you do. Imagine, this is talking about investment. Allah said, whatever you invest, Allah will give you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَقْرِضُوا اللَّهَ قَرَضًا حَسَنًا وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Muzammil, and continue to establish salah and pay zakat and lend to Allah a good loan. See the beauty and majesty of Allah. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages. How can anybody loan anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can anybody loan anything to Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says loan, what does it mean? It means Allah is talking about giving in sadaqat. Allah is talking about, he's glorifying that and saying, lend to Allah. And Allah is saying this after zakat, right? So, lend to Allah, good loan. Now, whatever you send forth for yourself, you will find with Allah far better and more rewarding. Now, please note, in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has differentiated between zakat and sadaqah, which is giving more than the compulsory charity of zakat. And he called this more khard hasana. He said, this is a beautiful loan. And he promised to increase its return. Allah said, you're giving me a loan, I will increase it. I will return it in keeping with my majesty. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to increase the return. Now finally, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore to give us this faith and this yaqeen. I think really in all of this, this is the big issue. The big issue is, do we have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will get this return? Right. And the proof is, therefore, what do you do? It's not a matter of just claiming to have the faith. The question is, if I have the faith, what will I do? If you have the faith, take the leap. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our faith and to strengthen it. And for us to have tawakkul on Allah only and only and only, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of being relied upon. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.